AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the campaign trail, Hillary Rodham Clinton tried to stake out a position on the trade deal being debated on Capitol Hill. The AP's Ken Thomas is in Des Moines, Iowa.
She said that the setback that Congress had last week should be an opportunity for President Obama to negotiate better terms. He should go to Nancy Pelosi and other rank-and-file Democrats and try to address some of the concerns that they have in terms of worker protections, wages, issues like that.
President Obama wants fast-track trade power, where Congress could either accept or reject trade deals but could not change them. He has support of Republicans in the House, but not a majority of support from the Democrats. 9 days later, there is no sign of convicted killers and prison escapees Richard Matt and David Sweat in upstate New York.
We don't know if they are still in the immediate area or if they are in Mexico by now.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the search goes on. It's believed the two are not far from the prison in New York where they escaped from. Store surveillance video from Louisville, Kentucky shows a man violently swinging a flagpole at a Louisville police officer before police say the man was shot and killed. WHAS-TV got the video. Police say the officer fired in self-defense. Police in Pennsylvania say a blizzard of mayflies set off three motorcycle crashes overnight. A bridge had to be closed. Two men are facing charges in New York. Police say a gun in a man's pocket went off at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Four people were hit by shrapnel from a bullet or debris. Jurassic World put up some very big numbers.
I see you. Back up. Okay.
The latest Jurassic Park movie has the second biggest opening ever, $204 million in ticket sales. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of thousands of people were along Fifth Avenue in New York for the Puerto Rico Day Parade.
The sights, sounds, and colors of Puerto Rican pride are on display out here, with parade goers waving flags and cheering on marchers like Alexandra Hernandez.
Everybody's Puerto Rican the day of the Puerto Rican Day Parade, so it's amazing because we celebrate the Puerto Rican heritage.
Parade goer Manny Huerta came all the way from California.
This parade, this is my first time in New York, and that I love it. I love it, Boricuas. I love it. I love it, this parade.
At the Puerto Rican Day Parade on Fifth Avenue, I'm Julie Walker.
A campground on the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska is restricting tents after black bears tore up a campsite. Officials say it's likely those bears were relocated to the park by Alaska Governor Bill Walker after they were seen rummaging for food and drawing people, onlookers, in Anchorage, in a neighborhood. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.